You know that feeling you get the next morning after you do a great workout? Everything's all sore and stuff. Well, that's how my face feels right now because me, Daniel, and Jacob had a great time talking shit about Dragonheart and this guy in China who's got a nose on his forehead growing. I won't ruin it all for you, but needless to say, we had a great episode and super excited to get back into it and listen to it again. But before we do that, just wanted to say, if you want to hear other podcasts, you can go to coastalnoise.com, go to the podcast section. We have all the episodes there. I made a nice little discovery this past weekend. If you're using your mobile phone and you go on the website, usually you can just hit the audio player and you can listen to the audio straight from the website. But I discovered that if you click the file button that I upload, there's two separate files. There's the audio file that you can hit for the player, or you can hit the file button for the episode. And that takes you to, if you're on your mobile phone, it downloads the file onto your phone. So that way you don't have to stay online. You don't have to worry about it stopping on you, because I know I've had a lot of times where I've been listening to it straight from my phone online and it stops. You know, it takes a while to catch up. That's usually because other people may be listening as well and the server's trying to manage all of that at once. So if you want to avoid all that, it's real easy to just go on there and just download the file, and that way you don't have to deal with any of that, and you can stop it and start it anywhere you want, and you've just got the file on your phone. We've got the community section. You can contact us there and all that other good stuff. So let's go ahead and just get right into the episode. Daniel Cavanaugh, Jacob Scrimeti, talk psychology stuff later on, so enjoy.
He's got Alzheimer's.
Actually, like, I have Parkinson's.
Whatever. Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Well, same thing.
This one was, he was at the dinner table and he was like scooping mashed potatoes, shaking, and he was trying to serve it. And the wife goes, "Okay, we're not here for one of your moral victories." Takes the stuff. That's so I thought that funny. Was pretty funny.
I wasn't sure how it was going to play out because, you know, because he does have Parkinson's. So when I saw the trailer and he's just standing there and he's like, "Watch my new show on whatever channel it is coming NBC. Soon, NBC. And I was like, they probably got him to stand still for that one trailer, but how's the rest of the show going to work out?
He's just headbutting everyone that comes close to him. He's just karate chopping and traveling through the future.
This is
Brown Man.
This has got to be his, is this like his first thing that he's done since?
I think so.
It's been a while.
There's that movie where he, like, death was following him, and he was...
What?
Have you ever seen that movie?
No idea what you're talking about.
He, like, can see dead people, and...
No, that's Sixth Sense.
Nope.
You're thinking Bruce Willis, Die Hard.
This one was, like, a little more lighthearted, but he could see dead people, and he could see death, and it, like... You could see, like, a lump on the wall, and the lump would move, and there's a dude in the bathroom, and then there's just, like, Grim Reaper just comes out and, like, stabs him in the face with a scythe.
Oh, I've never heard of this.
And sucks his soul into the wall. I'm pretty sure that's Michael J. Fox.
I think you might have just made the movie up.
It's probably the drugs. Just, I'm addicted. Withdrawal symptoms. I want to see Michael J. Fox so bad. I have to take these drugs.
You're just sweating in a fetal position. Michael J. Fox, death movie.
In seventh grade, art class, we had to pick our favorite actor, and due to my sheltered state, I picked Michael J. Fox.
In seventh grade, I don't know who I would have picked.
It was that black lady. I don't remember her
name. I would have picked Jim Carrey easily.
Jim Carrey?
Probably. In seventh grade, I probably would have picked him, because I didn't know probably damn near anybody else by then.
Yeah, I didn't know anyone.
Got the Pet Detective movies.
See, I couldn't watch
The Mask. The Mask was for me where it was. When I was a kid, I could recite that movie line for line.
I'm trying to think of like my favorite.
I couldn't
movie
watch then. Rugrats, so Jim Carrey was really out of the question.
He didn't do Rugrats. What?
I couldn't watch Rugrats.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying now.
I don't know why.
Jim Carrey's worse than Rugrats.
Diapers are terrible, man.
Because there was a doctor called Lipschitz on there.
I didn't know that.
That was that was the reason. The doctor's name was Lipschitz on Rugrats, and really? I wasn't allowed to watch Rugrats either.
Oh, hey. That's you probably because we're in the same family.
That's it.
Our mothers were probably in cahoots.
They talked it over.
They had a board, and they wrote down all these shows on a sign and then crossed them out. Barney, nah, that teaches the wrong evolution of life. Dinosaurs don't exist.
I was pretty quick in like watching action shows more than like Power Rangers and
Dragon
all
those. Ball Z.
Yeah, like all that Gundam before. Wing. I wasn't really into like
the, Sailor Moon.
Yeah, that was my shit. Love that so much.
You probably wanted it for like the 5 seconds that they were changing.
I still like, I follow this cosplay thing on Facebook, and I still, every Sailor Moon cosplay, I have to like it. I have a soft spot for Sailor Moon stuff.
I'm just gonna, my new goal is to always have a Sailor Moon joke in my pocket.
Okay, go ahead.
See that robot
Google
chicken?
Them. Google
the
them, and you're gonna have the, no, Sailor Moon? Never seen it.
No,
well,
you have.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. When he's got the
latex. Yeah. They do the change, and then he has a boner.
And then,
can we do this another
at the
time?
End, Queen Beryl has an erection.
What the hell are you guys talking about? Don't answer that.
We'll stop. Back to more appropriate things.
Speaking of censorship, did y'all hear? Did y'all hear that Sudan has apparently been unplugged from the internet?
For how long?
I guess whenever their mom decides to let them back on.
I haven't heard this. No.
But
can they be plugged back in?
Yeah, if the government wants to. Apparently, it's the government who did it, because the government came out on Monday and said they were going to stop fuel subsidies, and so revolt started happening. I think hundreds of people have been put in jail, and six have died so far. And now all of Sudan's ISPs are removed from the international table of online.
That is crazy.
They just went douche.
How does that? I don't even know how.
I didn't know the government could
that.
Like pull a switch and then
Egypt. Remember Egypt?
Every country,
yeah. Yeah. But they still they.
Big life
they still
switch.
Had access somewhat, didn't they? Because I know they used Twitter.
They
as like a means of gathering groups.
Yeah.
For I don't protests.
Know. I don't know. They probably. I'm sure they found ways of making
right.
it happen.
Get around it.
Yeah.
That's weird, man.
But still.
I don't know. It feels like the internet's gotten to that point where it's an inalienable right, and the government shouldn't be able to take it away.
Well,
it's,
I've always thought at this point, if people, government start shutting down the internet in this day and age, that's kind of like the equivalent of burning books
yeah.
for
yeah.
a couple decades
it is.
Ago.
It is. Much.
So,
it's almost a necessity, the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, what would happen if that happened in America?
We would yell at our TVs from our couch.
Well, we already do that with the internet.
Yeah, we just yell about not having the internet, though, instead
at
of
our TVs.
That person winning American Idol or whatever.
Michael J. Fox is his fault. We're just sitting at our TVs yelling at him.
No, I don't know. I think some people, we'd have a lot of protests. It might get violent.
Oh, I think it would get really violent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially since we're like land of the free and everything's supposed to be out in the open, and we're supposed to have freedom of speech and all this kind of stuff.
So what happened with Chick-fil-A, then this is like 10 times that.
Wait, what?
Chick-fil-A a few years ago.
What happened there?
With the they
the gay rights.
Yeah, they stood on the side of
not pro gay rights, whatever that's
anti-gay.
Called.
Anti-gay.
Anti-gay. Yeah, they were
pro not gay rights.
not gay.
You need to write that down. Follow it. But yeah, and they came out and they said we don't agree with gay marriage, and then there's just this whole split. I would say every American person. But a lot of them are unintelligent and don't read anything. But yeah, so one side was like, you can't say that. And the other side, Chick-fil-A supporters and lovers, were like, yeah, we can. And then it turned into this, let's go support Chick-fil-A on this certain day. And it was just this huge thing, a debate.
I read something recently that a man who's in charge of like a really popular pasta brand in America made some comments on a radio show that everybody, it got blown up into this big, oh, he made anti-gay comments, but once I read through the article, I didn't really think so. Basically, he was like talking about how, I think that the radio guy was asking him, why don't you ever put gay couples in your pasta commercials? Which, I would never think to ask anybody. I don't think I ever see. Well, I guess it's Mississippi, so we probably don't see a single one of those. Well, maybe in California, places like that, it's more prominent.
See, I never saw any commercials when I was out there. Granted, I only saw like maybe accumulation of 20 hours of television for 2 months, but yeah. No, that's not anything.
Enough.
Yeah,
no. That's not enough to breach the gay barrier. Large commercial
enough
brands.
Sample size.
Yeah.
Statistics. I feel like nobody puts it on TV. And just like a few months ago, what was it? Cheerios had a biracial couple, and a lot of people gave Cheerios shit for, like, a lot of racist people. So I guess their opinion doesn't matter, but
they don't
gave
matter.
Cheerios shit for doing that.
Those are the people who
and
don't
that was,
have souls.
Well, you know,
I see those. I see those a lot though nowadays. Yeah.
It was like the premise was this, you know, this mixed race kid came up to her mom. She's white. Dad was black. It was something like that.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't maybe see that as much, but I do see interracial couples. But at the same time, you don't know if they're couples. Maybe they're just hanging out. The kid's a good indicator. They go.
Right, right. Yeah. And, you know, it's a family unit kind of thing.
Yeah. But the guy with the pasta was basically like, we cater to traditional families. If people don't like that, they can go eat another brand of pasta. And
SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
SpaghettiOs, like the gayest pasta?
I don't think so. It's not SpaghettiOs.
I just feel like food brands and fast food restaurants shouldn't get political as far as like that goes. So,
they got people like with strong enough opinions though. They're going to somehow try to put those mindsets through their advertisement. It's going to happen eventually. Even if, you know, you have like a someone trying to say, "Hey, you shouldn't do this. This is going to cause grief for our company." I mean, some people are going to try to really push.
That's why they should just have like a Wheel of Fortune-esque, like, what two people should we put in this commercial? They write the commercial, then they spin the wheel, and that's how they get it casted.
So just like a person or like a couple, like Angelina Jolie and
like let's
Brad.
Let's say they write the commercial, and in the commercial they need six people. They're like, all right, person A, spin it. And
this isn't a good marketing approach though. If they're trying to get certain. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason.
True.
Everything's got a reason why they put things.
It's true.
Certain
that
things.
Is true.
Every word, the color scheme, you know, they'll put lettering in a certain font just to appeal to a certain sex or something like that.
Yeah. Like, this is more feminine font. These commercials are for women.
Yeah. They study cast. They'll look and they'll say, all right, we've got our following is predominantly male. How can we attract more female customers without changing a whole bunch of what our core values are?
That's what NFL's doing.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. Oh, you know the NFL's. Yeah. I mean, just look at the Super Bowl. More people watch the Super Bowl commercials because, I mean, they're watching the Super Bowl, so they see more of those commercials. That's why companies fund the most money at those times so they can get those time frames. Yeah. GoDaddy
goes all out.
Yeah, they spend. I recently
Doritos.
One of the books that I was reading that made me. I was like, screw this. I need a fantasy book in my life. Was a book called Everything I Learned About Marketing. I Learned from Google or Advertising, something like that. And it was talking about how GoDaddy spends a huge chunk of its revenue or profit towards Super Bowl ads, but they get a big payoff from it. So
yeah, I can imagine.
They have the worst commercials.
Also because sex sells.
Have you ever gone
terrible.
To their website?
They're sex fueled.
Have you seen their new ones though?
No.
They are hilarious. They've got Jean-Claude Van Damme in them.
Oh, we did see that. He's
the
got the maracas.
Yes.
And
yes.
He's
hilarious.
Just in all those faces. Way better than the, I don't even know her name, race car
Danica
driver
Patrick.
That John hates.
Danica Patrick.
Yeah, her. Being nude. These were way better.
That's true.
No, that was awesome. I love that commercial.
Because
there's two
standing,
of them, I believe.
We were standing around. I was like, was that Jean-Claude Van Damme?
It was.
And then we had to get into
only
like,
he is capable of doing those things.
The dude from Lionheart. Nobody's ever watched Lionheart?
Lionheart.
What's wrong with you? That's a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
I don't know.
I've seen Dragonheart.
I've seen Dragonheart. That's what I instantly thought.
What's Dragonheart?
What?
The first one?
Where Sean Connery plays a dragon?
Oh, yeah. Wait, who else is in that?
Who cares? Hey,
him.
Just him? He's like
dragon.
The main person?
Yeah. And then like the brat prince.
Actually, that's
apart.
A good question. Who is in Dragonheart?
He's really angry. I can't think of any.
I saw it forever ago.
The only thing I can picture is that scene where they're fighting in the water.
I'm going to go ahead and if you put these movies head to head, Lionheart's going to beat Dragonheart.
Dragonheart's scoring pretty low on the internet review. Rotten Tomatoes of 50%.
Well, are you sure you're not on Dragonheart 2?
There's a Dragonheart 2?
Yes, there is.
No way.
Dragonheart 1 is definitely
Let's see
top
if Dragonheart 2 holds up to RoboCop 2. Just for you, John.
By the way, RoboCop 3 got like a 6. We checked it out a few
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. Yeah. What is that? The new one, though, looks awful. I know it's certain somebody. It looks...
Dragonheart 2 actually does not register with the
It's that bad of a movie.
It is.
Now check Lionheart. Let's
they
see
just
what kind
did
of
the same.
I just want to say real thing. Quick, Dennis Quaid is the main actor in Dragonheart.
That's the guy.
Yeah, that's it. I knew there was someone
Doesn't
else.
Doesn't he
there.
Die?
And a guy named David
Spoiler
Thales.
Alert.
I can't remember.
If you haven't seen Dragonheart, stop what you're doing.
You never will see Dragonheart. It was cool for the 2 weeks that... Oh, there's a dragon in this movie? Well, that hasn't happened very often.
Can the dragons talk?
Yeah, the dragon talks.
Yeah, I know.
Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah, I thought you... Okay,
he
I get what we're saying.
Sleeps with
Sean
all
Connery
the
he just
is
looks
the voice
like Sean
of the dragon. Because I was like, all right, Sean Connery can morph into a dragon. I don't remember that.
I'm a dragon. Half of my heart got cut off.
Is that Sean the premise Connery. Of the movie? He lost half his heart?
No, the prince was dying, and the dragon was... Like, hey, I'll give up half of my heart. So they split half of hearts. The technology back then was amazing.
Their open heart surgery.
We can't
with
even
dragons.
Do that nowadays.
It was just some glowy shit that would happen.
Dumbledore walked in the room and was like, all right, I got this, guys. And they traded hearts. So the prince is really mean because he's got a dragon heart in him, which doesn't make sense because the dragon gave up half of his heart in a nice manner. But then the dragon got half the heart. Now he's way nicer. And the prince is hunting out all the dragons. And then Dennis Quaid is helping the dragons survive. No, he's a dragon hunter, actually.
It's really weird because I was actually thinking about this movie the other day. And if I was thinking about this movie, now we're talking about it, it's a good movie. Everyone needs to probably see it.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's not bad. But it's cool because he's hunting down the dragons, and Sean Connery is the last dragon. And you don't get to say that very often. So that's another reason why you get to watch the movie, and it's really good. But he's hunting down this dragon, and something happens. They get in this big tussle, and it ends up with... Sean Connery swallows him, puts him in his mouth, and the guy shoves the sword up into the roof of his mouth, and sit there for hours.
And they just talk.
Yeah, and he's like, if you try to swallow me, the sword's going up into your brain. And he's like, if that sword goes into my brain, I'm a frog.
He's going to be really angry.
Yeah, but then afterwards, he spits him out, and he's like, look, I got an idea. I'm the last dragon, so if you kill me, you're going to be out of work, because there's nothing else to do. He's like, I propose, and then they go on this big scheme where he pretends like the dragon goes and he like does mayhem, and then he, Dennis Quaid rolls up on his horse and he's like, I'll get rid of that dragon for you, and they pay him money, and then they stage a killing, and then he always kills the dragon over water. The dragon swims off after he's been shot with an arrow.
Sean Connery won an Oscar for this performance. He's a great dragon while dying. He takes his spear, puts it under his elbow, and like, oh, dead dragon. Pretty spot on performance. Sean Connery. Almost as good as League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Or, damn it. What's that movie?
Where I don't know what movie.
Highlander.
Highlander's.
Where he plays the Scottish man.
He has a katana.
He has
a samurai sword.
He plays
he's
the
from...
Spanish man with the samurai sword and the Scottish accent.
That is a great performance.
I am the last.
Sean Connery. Spot on. I don't think anyone else could pull off that. So many forces pulling them different ways.
I'm from Spain.
He should have been attracted. Just a Spanish dragon with an Irish accent in the same right
Oh, Sean Connery, is there anything you can't do?
Pick good movies. He got offered Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter, and he turned it down.
Did he really?
He did. Yeah.
What a fucking asshole.
Get this, because he didn't understand the plot line.
That was Lord of the Rings, right?
The last movie he picked was League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and that's what he retired on, that movie.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
It's a terrible movie.
I kind of... I mean, it's all right. It's enjoyable because it's fun to watch. Let's put it that way.
No, it's awful.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
I don't think I smiled once.
No.
No.
Is that how you gauge how good a movie is? How much you smile?
Or frown. I need some kind of emotion. Plus one or negative one. I can't chill at zero.
He teaches Tom Sawyer how to shoot.
Who cares?
What is Tom Sawyer doing in the League of... I saw this movie and I don't remember.
Yeah, Tom Sawyer's the
little brat.
The secret agent.
Okay.
He's the American secret agent.
See, for me, this
they
movie
never
was...
use his name. But it's Tom Sawyer because you watch the credits, it tells him.
Huh.
I think it might use his name, but they might call him like...
They might call him Tom.
They might call him something weird.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Movies. I was a dragon once upon a time, and now I can shoot a gun really well.
I can't remember who
Mr. Jekyll, come on in.
Movie's super unmemorable for me, so that's my indicator right there.
Mrs. Dracula.
Yeah, the Lady Dracula.
Invisible Man, Dorian Gray, Tom Sawyer, and whatever he was, and then Captain Nemo. Captain Nemo was by far the best character in that movie, though.
Yeah.
When he pulled out that sword.
Started killing everyone.
Yeah.
He had a submarine.
Okay, maybe I cracked a smile when he was like, when he started yelling stuff. He had a beard.
He just yelled, Nemo!
Yeah. He just yelled that. That was his only line.
Have y'all seen this new robot that the U.S. is deploying? It's called the U.S. Donkey Robot, or that's kind of what they're codenaming it, I suppose. We got
the ability to say RoboCop. Go wherever men can.
Look at this thing. Can y'all see it?
The legs well, Daniel, quad support system is the new solution for overburdened.
What we're looking at is
carry nearly 100 pounds.
You can just type in U.S. Donkey Robot, and it actually shows up. But it's this robot. It walks on four legs. It looks like a giant fat cow, and it's used for carrying supplies. And it's even got the bowed legs.
That was
like
pretty
stealthy.
A fat cow with really skinny.
She looks really happy.
And Defense Advanced
Glad this is on our side.
Agency Director Arati Prabhakar
see that cross saw a demonstration
of look at that. If it falls over, it can get back up. I mean, that's pretty impressive for a fat thing.
About the Man, yeah. This is the future.
Look at this. Look at this. He tries to tip it. It's like, no.
Oh, I want to tip it.
Now taking the sensors, making them super strong.
I'm Slayer of Beasts. I can tip a cow robot.
What if when she or he tried to do that, it just like turned and shot a flame over it?
But it can interact with that's its defense mechanism.
Dragon cow.
If that's what happened, if our U.S. government shuts down our internet and everybody starts freaking out, that's what's going to get deployed on us.
Yeah.
Cows.
And we just know we can't cows. We can't tip them, so we have to find another way.
No, we need to become the best tippers. Only the best tippers.
Well, we're going to need Humvees to do the job.
We can hit them.
Maybe RPGs.
That would be a fun form of cow tipping, actually. I have a cousin who broke his arm cow tipping. Or no.
Broke his arm?
No, actually he didn't. He just was riding a dirt bike and ran into one. It was dark in his defense.
I've heard cow
tipping. And in the cow's defense, it was slow.
What happened to the cow?
I think it tipped. It probably tipped.
I'm sure that had to really hurt.
It hurt everybody.
Just not a good situation.
Dirt bike
there.
Was broke, arm was broke, cow was broke.
You think that made the newspaper?
No.
Cow gets hit by...
Have you
ATV, is that what they're called, ATVs?
Dirt bike.
Dirt bikes, sorry.
Wrong
mechanical
device.
Have
you ever read the newspaper?
Have I?
Yeah.
I don't read.
They don't put
I don't read.
Dirt bike accents in there very often.
Literally don't know the difference between B and D.
That's me.
Except when they're on a woman's chest.
You got to put capitalize them. That's my little trade secret, so you don't get them backwards in your head.
What?
When I was in first grade, the way we learned B's and D's, the direction they point is because our bathrooms were located in a certain area of the hallway. So our teacher was like,
"Big dumb.
If it's a B, it's pointing towards the bathroom. If it's a D, it's not pointing towards the bathroom." So when I got into second grade, I was screwed. I didn't know what to do because the bathrooms were in different places.
Yeah,
we were upstairs. We literally went up a floor. So second grade. I fell back and...
Was this Nativity?
Yeah.
Who do you have in second grade who was upstairs?
Oh, no. We were still downstairs.
You're in third... If you go to third grade, there's a possibility... No, fourth grade possibility going upstairs.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But no. Speaking of which, what else? The U.S. Treasury has declared that our... Let me pull up the notes. They told Congress that on October 17th, our money supply is going to stop.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
So the Treasury told Congress cash will run out, and we're going to have $30 billion that'll be available in cash unless Congress raises the debt ceiling.
Which they'll do.
Yeah, they probably will. But they more and more people are talking about our government shutting down for like a couple days. Have y'all been hearing about this?
Yeah.
Coming up in the news? Mm-hmm. What is that all about?
I'm not really sure.
Just people don't go to work. Government employees and stuff.
They just
really?
Yeah. I believe this has happened so in the everybody past just, before, though.
They get a holiday and kinda, just...
I think I've heard of it before.
I think it's happened before. Really? And it's like, it sounds chaotic and like just everyone's just having sex and doing drugs and blowing up buildings. But it's just, I'm pretty sure it's just an off day.
It's just like a Y2K thing.
Yeah.
It's just like they talk about it for a while, but then it shows up and it's just kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah. Like, no one's dying on that day. Well, some people are going to die on that day. Someone dies every, like, 6 minutes.
Probably more than that.
Have you ever seen the babies. Map? Have you ever seen the animated map that shows it shows all of the world, and then it has white lights and black lights, and they pop up all around the world, and the white light shows when someone gets born, and the black one shows when someone dies, and it's just a constant light stream, strobe, of going all around the world, and it shows all these popping. It's really cool.
That's crazy. I wonder the person who has to keep up with that. Like, maybe it's just one person. Like, oh, my
He's typing
God.
So fast.
Dead, live. Where?
Or he's just got, like a feed in one screen that shows all the hospitals of the world. He pays all the hospitals of the world to send him the information.
Someone pressing
and
a
it's
button.
Just constantly streaming, and he's just clicking with a mouse. He doesn't even, like, have a regular mouse. He uses, like, the trackpad on a laptop.
Yep.
He's never had time to leave the laptop to go buy a mouse, so he's just stuck there
for hours.
I like to think it's like one of those old-timey telephone companies where they have to pull a cord and connect a cord when you want to talk to someone.
Yes.
And he's just running through the room screaming and plugging things
in. He just has a lot of diapers. He's never leaving.
Always smoking a cigarette.
Always.
High-stress job.
He has a committed wife.
He never sees.
Yeah, she just married him for the money. I'm a life-death
Did y'all
reporter.
Hear last week about the U.S. tested a 2,000-pound laser-guided missile out in the Gulf of Mexico on an empty ship.
What kind of missile is it?
It's a
2,000-pound laser-guided
missile. It's a smart bomb.
Missile?
It's these bombs, or missiles, rather, that have been sitting around. They were invented in the Cold War, but they didn't get used till 1998 for the Iraq War. And now they've just got a bunch of them sitting around, so they're trying to adapt them to use them for future use. And this is what it looks like.
Oh, hey. That's a pretty big missile.
Yeah. It looks almost Photoshopped, doesn't it?
I think that would do a lot of damage even if it didn't explode. Just shoot that at one person.
Like a big javelin.
You should have tested it on a bigger boat. Oh, there it is.
That's the aftermath right there of what happens.
There's not even any fire there.
Well, it is in water.
One of the Air Force was the one who tested this, and each one of these bombs costs like $23,000. And on a website, the guy in charge of this operation said that they did it basically so to make sure they could.
Yeah.
But it's for like pirate scenarios. If a pirate ship, you know, like the new
Tom Hanks movie
that's coming out.
They needed those for
which
that
is based
movie.
On a true story.
Which
so,
I really want to see.
Yeah, it does look good.
I love Tom Hanks. Maybe you find Wilson at the end of it.
That's what I was thinking. Something along the lines. Maybe this is the story of him.
That's how Wilson comes back, busts up and kills all the pirates.
That would be a terrible movie.
What an awesome movie.
I think it would ruin a good movie.
I think it would make a great movie. I'm on the side of... I won't...
Maybe it'll open with
Castaway
him on a beach playing
Wilson's
volleyball.
Revenge. Mm-hmm. He's just really angry at Tom Hanks.
For leaving
and
him?
He'll do nothing to get him back.
Or he will literally do nothing, or he'll stop at nothing.
Do nothing. He's a volleyball. This movie would be terrible. I regret everything I just said. It's awful.
There was a guy I read 2 days ago, a California doctor who performed an emergency tracheotomy on a woman choking on a piece of meat in a restaurant. And it was a bunch of people. It was the University Kern Community College. And they were all having a meeting, all these teachers, and one of the board members started choking on a piece of meat. And this doctor, who also works for Kern Community College, runs over, and someone at the table that the woman's sitting at already starts performing CPR. Doesn't work. The doctor hops in, says, "Let me try." Starts performing CPR. Doesn't work. The lady's face is turning blue. Her hands are swelling up. They're like, "Call 911. They call 911. They're on the way. Meanwhile, the doctor grabs the chair that the lady's sitting in, puts it down on the ground, and says, "Give me a knife." Someone whips out a knife, and he slits her throat open. And then he whips out a pin, breaks the pin, sticks the hollow point into the incision he's made, and starts blowing into it. And the lady goes to the hospital and recovers.
That is quite possibly one of the most intense things I've ever heard.
Is that not ridiculous?
That happened in a Scrubs show. Not Scrubs.
It happened in Scrubs.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
They did.
They're at a food truck.
Another show, too.
ER.
No, the one with the doctor who's crazy, but he's like really smart, so he gets away with it.
House.
House, yeah. House does that. He cuts the throat, puts a straw in there. Can you imagine, like, mentally deciding that you were going to do that? Like, you're actually committing to it.
I mean, you're a doctor, so you got plenty of practice.
Do you practice that, though?
You
don't
know how to perform it with the proper tools, you know, and all you really need is a knife and a straw, apparently.
Okay.
So
just like, kick it, and then...
Well, I mean, I think it's one of those things where you don't think about it. You know, you just let instinct kick in. Like, it's, I do this or this person could die.
Is that instinct?
I would. Yeah, after 8 years of training, okay, and then working on the job for a while, so...
All right, I guess I could concede that.
There was another instance this past week of a miraculous save. There was a man who was, he was a supervisor. It was in Utah. He was a supervisor for an amateur league, a baseball league, and somebody hit a home run, and he was like, "I got it," and he ran to go get it, and when he picked up the ball, and he looked across the way, and there's a man who had fallen out of his wheelchair and is laying in a ditch full of water, face down, and he runs over and pulls him out. 62-year-old man. And he also goes to the hospital where he recovers, but not before police officers give him a citation for intoxication.
The wheelchair guy was drunk.
Yep.
Good Lord.
We just, I heard this last night that you can get a DUI for operating a wheelchair
you
while
can.
Drunk.
That is, really? That is a, there's a...
This well, is the rumor.
It's funny because...
It's not a rumor, it's a fact.
I haven't checked it with my fact checkers.
Well, I mean, this guy, he was in a wheelchair and he got one. Well, he wasn't in the wheelchair, but... He had to have operated it to get himself into that predicament somehow.
I've heard it from a person in a wheelchair that they can get a DUI. From drinking one drink, they can get a DUI. It's pretty ridiculous. But so he has his
does
friends.
Does it have to be motorized, an electronic wheelchair?
I'm not sure, but he does have a motorized one.
Okay.
So he gets his friends to sit on his lap and drive it when he's drunk. That's a real thing, people.
If I got a DUI for driving a wheelchair drunk, I would be so furious.
You try to hit him with your wheelchair. Bumper
probably
cars.
Would. Yeah, I'd get up and run. They wouldn't see that coming.
Why would you be in a wheelchair, though? Trying to get sympathy?
Are you trying to say you've never wanted to operate a wheelchair while drinking?
I will never admit that I don't want to do that. That was really hard to follow. I would get in a wheelchair drunk. For clarification.
It's not on my bucket list, but I'm not saying it's not going to happen eventually.
I've got a wheelchair somewhere here.
You do? It's yeah. That's downstairs. We've done things on that.
Yeah.
Not like sexual things. For clarification, once again.
I was about to say.
Sex stuff.
Well, I haven't seen it in forever, so I may not have it anymore, but I found it years ago, just driving a car. I was riding passenger, and we were going around all these corners. It was late at night.
And
we
wheelchair.
Pulled around a car, and it was sitting in the middle of the road. I said, "Stop the car, wheelchair."
What?
And I jumped out. I just jumped out, and I instinctively just grabbed it, and I threw it in the car.
Did you not look for the person?
Check no, there was nobody around.
Check any ditches, maybe?
Probably. It was 1 o'clock. We had been drinking, and we just were driving around. And
I know what you did last summer.
Bam. No, this was many a summers ago.
I know what you did many a summers ago.
But, yeah, random occurrence, and ended up with a wheelchair.
What if, maybe 5 minutes later after you take that, like, just some handicapped dude just cut up with a murder acting in his car back to his wheelchair. He's like, "Freedom!" And just chainsaw man is just coming behind him.
Or probably, like, fell
really
off the back
happy.
Of someone's truck.
God, I've never felt so bad about that situation until just now.
What if they hear this?
Well, they're probably... If
we
the
live in Connecticut.
Yes.
Just in case.
Got him.
The deepest woods of Connecticut.
What if Chainsaw Guy wants another victim?
And he goes after people who own that wheelchair?
Yeah.
It's like a cursed wheelchair.
Wheelchair, man. What is that? Like the...
It's a movie. That's what it is.
I think that is a movie.
With the cursed wheelchair?
Sean Connery, Sean Connery plays the wheelchair. Sean Connery
Michael J. Fox is the murderer. Parkinson's Stew with a knife. You can't block that. It's just random.
Stand still. Sit still. Whatever you're doing.
Doc, help me. No, but I'm pretty sure that's The Ring. The videotape. People... look at the videotape.
Oh, wait, girl same premises.
Eats them, and then this one's the wheelchair.
I was thinking, like, no, I've definitely seen The Ring. There's not a single wheelchair in The Ring.
Yeah, I'm talking about the item. The possessed item.
Pretty sure there's a movie about a possessed wheelchair.
Probably. Let's watch it.
Okay. We'll put it on the list.
All right.
Speaking of accidents, there was a Chinese man, 22 years old, who got in a car wreck recently, and he lost his nose. And doctors gave him a new one by putting, I think they're called skin extenders, in his forehead. And then they got cartilage from other parts of his body. And when the nose grew, it grew on his forehead, mind you. It grew on his forehead. And then once it became a fully formed nose, they rotated it into place.
That's weird.
And he had a new nose.
Isn't that one of those things that could just grow on a rat first and then
probably
cut it off and put it on your face?
Yeah.
So you aren't growing a nose.
Yeah. Some doctor was probably just trying to show off.
I'm amazed by this.
Yeah.
I don't know how they rotate things. Like, I didn't think it would be on a pivot either.
They probably cut it.
They tack it and turn it.
They just roll it down.
I'm looking it up right now, and that's exactly how they did it.
Yeah.
Science. They got a thumbnail some glue.
How does the board approve that? We're going to grow a nose upside down, mind you, on the forehead, and then use a tack to rotate said nose in the correct location.
One guy in the back's like, why don't we just grow it normal? Like, shut up, Bob! You're always ruining our fun.
That's why you're in the back.
Are you kidding me? This guy's going to have no nose on his face and then one on his forehead upside down for 6 months? This is going to be hilarious.
You're not invited to the Christmas party, Bob. Oh, but you guys are going to serve punch. You're not allowed, Bob.
Are you showing Dragonheart? I really want to be there. It's my favorite Christmas time movie.
That's a Christmas classic.
Imagine if a bird shits in the nose. Like, what?
I didn't even think about that. When it's raining, it's going to...
It's just overflowing.
When he's taking a shower.
He
sinks in a bathtub at a long day's work. And he's like,
oh, do you think it's like a snorkel?
You can just have it sticking out?
Just a nose, just a little bit above the water. That's crazy. Is a straw out of his nose? Dude, let's lose our noses.
We'd have to go to China, though. So
we'd make the news.
That dude, Bob, came to America. He hated his job. They were like Ching Chang Chong and Godzilla. That's all they ever complained about.
Speaking of noses, I saw this porno once where this guy had a... his nose was a penis.
Jacob's...
It's Lord of the Rings scene.
It's Gollum. I've only seen clips of it.
It's Gollum. He's got a penis on his... It's his nose. He's a penis. It's Gollum. He's dressed up... It's Katie Morgan's the porn star. I know my stuff. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Only here would Daniel say that, and then Jacob...
Clarify the details.
Jacob nearly spits the water out his own nose.
Oh, man.
All right, are you going to still drink that?
Yeah, whatever. It's all me in there.
Ew.
Oh, God.
The saliva was already in my mouth.
China is always breaking down barriers. They're always one step ahead of us. That's why they're taking over.
It's what communism, you know, people just don't have really that much of a choice. They're like, hey, this is what's going to happen. Okay, guys? All right, whatever.
You think Obamacare will give us new noses?
I don't know.
Nah, dude, that was the number one on the things. No noses on the foreheads. Obama. It's a direct quote. You can YouTube it.
They saw that shit coming. They prevented it. Not going to have it. India is trying to build the world's biggest solar plant. And it's supposedly going to be 23,000 acres, square acres.
Good Lord.
It's bigger than 10 of the U.S.'s biggest solar
combined. They're pretty big. I knew that.
Yeah. So they're still not sure if it's such a project. 10 combined.
All of ours combined, 10 times that.
No. Our 10 biggest ones combined.
Oh, okay.
This one is going to be bigger than all of that.
Do they have that kind of space just in India?
Where India's
they can take
pretty big, man.
But like, the population is the second biggest in the world, so yeah. They have a lot of people, too.
They can just kill them and move them. Have you seen movies with India in it ever?
Mm-hmm.
They're just all poor.
Slumdog Millionaire?
Yeah. The Avengers? There's India?
No, yeah, they go to India for a second.
They're all sick? That's crazy, though.
Yeah,
how much power is getting out of that? Probably a lot.
Yeah.
I would like to know that.
What
like
if it fuels one thing?
What thing would it be?
An Indian.
Like a giant robot, huh?
The robot donkey for India. Mm-mm. It's a Gundam wing.
It's bigger. It's like
they're charging a Gundam wing.
That's it. Now you're thinking big enough. They're charging a Gundam wing.
Dude, we need to step our game up.
Or a Gundam. They're not called Gundam wings.
Bill Gates is helping to raise money for a company called TerraPower for their new nuclear power plant prototype, which will use nuclear waste as its fuel to produce energy.
What?
This solution, which they call a traveling wave reactor, will theoretically make and consume its own fuel, and hopefully for as much as 100 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, these reactors are also produce no carbon dioxide and may be able to help control proliferation of plutonium waste, which is used to make nuclear weapons. Bill Gates has raised tens of millions of dollars so far, but is nowhere close to the $5 billion goal.
Ooh. So is this a technology that exists, or is this he's trying to put money in to research it?
The technology that they probably plan to use, this whatchamacallit, traveling wave reactor business, mm-hmm. probably already exists, and they've done it in probably a lot of experiments,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it's operational in any large-scale thing yet. So,
well, always people's first concern with any nuclear power plant kind of stuff is it safe?
Right, because Japan has definitely showed us that it's not always that safe.
Right. Well, that was, huge disaster happened. Russia so it wasn't too. Even... Well, Chernobyl.
Yeah, Chernobyl.
But then, from 30 years ago or however long that happened, technology's advanced a lot.
Would that not solve just about every problem ever for the world? If there's this thing that can fuel itself...
For about 100 years.
Yeah, so let's just keep building them over and over.
Well, I mean, you just refuel the plant once it depletes the plutonium.
Uses its fuel and then it reuses it. Is there a limit on the reuse? Can just keep this circle of life?
It'd be nice.
It'd be really convenient.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're trying to do. I'm sure that's what everybody's trying to do.
Oh, definitely.
But at the same time, really hard to do and probably super costly.
Oh, yeah, $5 billion?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a business. Once you get it up and running, you charge people for the power to sustain it. So,
yeah.
Do they know where they're going to try to put this thing?
No.
No.
Next to the giant power thing in India, they're going to stack them all together.
Nothing piss Americans
another
more
Gundam.
Towards the Gundams
putting their
faster.
Nuclear power in India.
Probably some island that nobody is ever on.
Or like
Galapagos Island, Jurassic Park Island.
An area of America that has a very stable weather conditions and not too many natural disasters to make
deserts.
Things go wrong.
Mexico.
Deserts, yeah.
Although the sand would get in everything.
They can make it sandproof.
Kansas.
Is that a thing?
Tornadoes. Tornadoes would totally...
Oh, yeah.
That should be a sci-fi horror movie right there. Nuclear power waste in Kansas that gets hit by a tornado.
That is a movie.
Yep.
That's its title.
And the... no, that's too... We're going to... See, this is why marketing is useful. We're going to scale that title down and then really make something happen with it. But
original by sci-fi.
But the radio... nuclear waste that the tornado picks up, Wait, we can if we can if they can figure out Sharknado, we can figure out something catchy for this.
Yeah, that's
Sharknado,
Nuclear NATO.
Sharknado. What is that?
How about this? Nuknado.
Wait, you've never heard of Sharknado?
Is that just sharks and tornadoes?
Yeah. Yes. That's a shark in a tornado.
There's a real movie on sci-fi.
That's a thing. It
Sharknado.
Is it one shark or like a lot of sharks?
Oh, no.
A lot
of sharks. Lots of sharks.
It's and they a just tornado?
Fly. They fly into buildings and they crash through the glass and they
eat people?
I didn't see the whole thing.
You got to get them with the shotgun before they attack you.
Did you watch it?
Just like a 10-second clip of it, and that's what happened. So I assume that's the whole movie. Is people, sharks getting flung around and people shooting them with a shotgun. Got the name for your movie, though. Nuknado.
I just said that. Wait, no, did I?
You said Nuclear NATO. No. You sure? Nuknado.
He's learning the marketing thing. Take what I say, shorten it down by like a syllable. But no, all the nuclear waste that this tornado... This is an F5 tornado. Is that how they categorize?
Yeah, F5.
The Fujita scale.
Is it tornadoes and hurricanes are the same category?
Is 6 or 5 the most?
I think 5 for
6
tornadoes.
Is the end of the world, so let's not go with 6.
Well, it's like a 5, and it picks up all the waste and all the radiation, starts like things that aren't directly in its path but are off to the side. Like, let's just say cows. The cows get the radiation.
They'll get cancer.
No, they morph into and they turn.
Other direction.
So anything, yeah.
Cows.
So people, animals, everything starts morphing and turning into these wicked things. Plus, there's still this tornado that's still going around and it's got nuclear.
Flinging things around. You know what? Yeah. We can have this one hillbilly and somebody's like, you need to get inside, Rick. There's a tornado coming. And he's like, I ain't scared of weather and it ain't going to kill me. And he's like the big monster because he gets sucked up by the tornado. He absorbs all this radiation and becomes like this Hulk monster thing.
What's his name?
And
Rick?
They have to kill him. Well, I just it doesn't have to be. I mean, that's the name that came to my head.
Can we change the name to Rick NATO?
Oh, yeah. It'll be Rick NATO's number 2. They think they kill him.
Oh.
But he like...
He just goes back into the tornado.
Tell you what, falls into a volcano.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh. And then is there radiation in the volcano?
No, this tornado.
Fire Rick.
This tornado.
Volcano NATO.
What?
We won.
Sorry, this is copyrighted? We have a document I'm pointing at right now. Copyrighted. Volcano NATO.
Oh, man.
Tell your friends.
You can just mash everything up with the tornado and mix it better.
And do anything you want on the sci-fi channels.
That gets put on there. I propose we make t-shirts, and if we sell 4 of them, the movie's gold. We'll that's enough marketing research to know if we made a movie.
Check this out, sci-fi. We sold 4 t-shirts. I feel like you should really
pick
up our
script. Okay, we only have 2 viewers.
I'm sorry, did you say 14? No, we said 4.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Well, that's as many as we sold. All
right, well, when
we
you sell 7.
Dragon Heart, so.
You sell 7, come back to us.
We just buy 3 on the spot. All right, we pay for 3 ourselves. It's self-funding.
I'd buy 7 t-shirts if I could make a movie for sci-fi.
I would. I think anyone would. You daredevil, you buy 3 t-shirts for a movie? You could buy probably 4 t-shirts after
Call
you make
me
the
Mr. Movie. Moneybags.
Volcano NATO. Tell your friends.
Yeah, have y'all ever heard of Kickstarter?
Yeah.
No. Educate me and those listening.
It's an organization that you can pitch an idea to something you want to do. Any company you want to start up or like say you wanted to sell t-shirts or you wanted to, you can do it for a movie too, a documentary, whatever. You just have to pitch this idea. You get a profile and you upload videos and a description, a written description and pictures of what it is. You can upload a video just talking about what it is. And then people come on to this, your profile. They listen to you talk or they read what you have to say and what you're trying to do. And if they believe in it, then they can invest. And I think this started in 2009 and it's funded, I forgot the statistics on it, but people actually use it. And usually what happens is the person who's trying to start this project, they give back to the people that fund it by offering them like a premium service. Like let's say, using the t-shirt example, I would give them like the first line of the t-shirts that are produced, or they'd get a free copy of the movie that's produced, something like that. So, Volcano NATO?
Let's put it on there.
Meet Kickstarter.
Oh, man.
I should put my zombie stories on there, my first 3.
And then
write more.
To get them like published?
Yeah, to see if
people give you money.
No one's going to publish these. They need a lot of work, but I'm just saying they need a direction. I don't know where I'm going, but yeah, I'd put stuff on there.
I'm wondering.
Does it charge? You have to like pay money for stuff to be on there.
That's a good question.
It's almost like an internet billboard.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is you have to set a deadline for the amount of money because you say, okay, I need $1 million by November 19th. And if you don't make $1 million by November 19th, everybody who invested money gets electronically distributed back to them.
Like their share?
Yeah. Like whatever they put in, okay, they get it right back. But it's interesting because if you do meet your goal and that money goes all to you, the website, Kickstarter doesn't, they don't monitor the person to decide if they uphold their end of the deal. So I wonder how that works out. You know, there's probably a lot of people who are like, I'm going to make this Rick Nato thing. And then
that sounds like a good idea, y'all.
They just pocket the money.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I don't know.
Let's not do it.
There's also an interesting organization that I recently found online called Kiva.org. And this is like a feel good moment here, but if you're feeling like you want to do some good work, some community service for the world, you can go on this website. And what it basically is you give loans to small businesses all around the world. And so their example that they use online is, let's say you have Pedro and he lives in Brazil, and Pedro owns a small farm where he grows beans. And he's got a wife and a girl or whatever. And he gets hit by a drought. And he loses a lot of his crop. Well, you can go on Kiva and you can send him donations of like $25 or whatever. So all the money that he requests, you know, people pull their money in. And then it goes to a bank that's close by, really close to where he lives. And then he can go and he gets that money. And then with that money, he buys, instead of using like a horse like he used to do, or a cow, whatever they use over there, to plow the fields, now he's got enough money where he gets to buy a tractor. So then he doubles his productivity.
His output.
Yeah. He does it faster. He does more. So then he gets profit back really quickly. Now his family can eat. You know, his livelihood is going to maintain. It's going to stay stable. And then he uses his profits to repay. And then he still has all this extra technology that he's acquired for his next year. So you get your money back is the way the system theoretically works. So
it like stimulates small growth. Like exactly. Just on a minuscule level.
Yeah.
I say minuscule, but it's probably very impactful. Is that a word?
Impacting.
There you go.
I think impactful is correct.
Okay, yeah. Screw you.
I think you made it up.
Didn't every word ever get made up?
It's true.
You're not allowed to make them up, though. Other people can.
Shakespeare can do it, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cheap.
You gotta give it a couple hundred years.
Rappers can do it, but we can't.
Yeah.
Rappers don't make up words.
Yes, they do.
Like what?
Circumcisionology.
Nope.
That's in a song.
What?
Circumcisionology.
So, you know, he's just mashing two words up. Ology, is like the study of...
Impactful. Taking a word and a
suffix
and putting
new
them
words
together. Oh, so suffixes are out of the question.
No, suffixes are like word enhancers.
Impact crocodile. How about that?
Nope. Just match two words up together.
I did that.
Yeah, you can't... That's not a new word.
Circumcisionology is a suffix.
Yeah. It doesn't count as a new word.
It's in a song.
I'm trying to think. There's a word I know that Kanye West has made up some words. I'm trying to think. What was a word he made up in his last two albums?
I can't think of anything.
Oh, come on. Come on. Let's run through
this. I don't listen to him, so I don't know.
Well, we were listening to him in the car, so you do.
I wasn't paying attention.
No, I can't think of anything he's
made
up.
The trees were more exciting.
Nah, dude. What does he say? I'll think of it later.
You know one? Lil Wayne said he made up the word bling. Right?
I don't
think
that's
there
true.
You go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's wrong.
Oh, okay.
It was a word invented by 1950s toothpaste advertising. This toothpaste will make your teeth bling. It's to
so they can make. So
they
words,
made
but
up
I
the word.
Yeah,
they give a food. That's an organization. That's toothpaste.
I'm an organization.
What have you
I
done?
Have a body organs.
You have you contribute
organization.
Nothing.
Organization. See what I did there? Made a word. Yeah. No, I'm giving Daniel my middle finger
just
right now.
You slowed a word down. Organization.
No, I changed the spelling. You should be able to tell.
I'll let
blood.
It,
for shizzle?
I'll let it stay.
For shizzle.
Bam, why didn't
no,
we think of that one?
That's Snoop Dogg tossing Z's into words. That's not, that's for sure. It's for shizzle.
What do you think about when people were making podcasts when Shakespeare was coming out with his stuff? They're like, this guy came up with the word crocodile? What is that about? That doesn't even sound like something.
Cuckold, that's one he came up with.
Well, I don't even know what, no one ever
that
uses
is,
that.
That is a man and a woman. If the woman cheats on the man is cuckold.
Cuckold.
Yeah.
So it's what?
C-U-C-K-O-L-D.
I can spell it, but...
It's a man who's been cheated on
is that like a,
by his lady.
Is that a verb? That's an adjective.
He is
he
a...
is cuckold.
Yeah.
Adverb? But I don't know what that is.
It's an adjective, I guess. It is describing him.
Are you looking it up?
No, I'm looking up words that Kanye West made up.
Don't look up cuckold. Porn's going to come up.
Oh, is that like... chick.
It's a genre now, but it didn't start
chick,
out as one.
Cuckles with pizza boy. Delivering large
yeah,
sausage
it's,
pizza.
It's kind of like a...
Sausage is my favorite.
We're just not going to get into it.
Oh, we're getting into it.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
Pretty sure he made up the word rainbow.
Did he? You think so?
Probably.
I know there's a bunch. There's like
he
400.
Made up so many words.
Yeah.
No, I think it's in the thousands.
Thousands, maybe.
And if some with one person who writes
think of,
like some decent stories, also if you can tell I hate Shakespeare, if he can make up 1,000 words, I can make up one.
Okay, just we gotta make sure it sticks.
Okay, what was that word that I made up?
Yep, not gonna
impactful.
Stick.
Yep.
I think that's a real word though.
It probably is.
Cray.
No, that's crazy shortened.
That shit cray, man.
Yeah.
You're loco, man.
Well, don't all words eventually have to have more or less of them?
Yep.
Yeah.
What? No. What? I don't even get what that means.
That people shorten or lengthen words.
Yeah, eventually. Sometimes it happens.
Single.
Okay, single. I don't even know. What is that?
Some word that Kanye West said in one of his songs.
Could you use it in a sentence?
No hablas single. She, I don't know. He's talking about a lesbian.
So he's
like
speaking
that.
Spanish then. That's Spanish.
No.
That's grade A American right there. No hablas. Piso mojado.
What floor?
Yeah, man. It's the only one I know.
I took some Spanish. I don't
Hola.
Know Spanish.
I took German. That's all I know. Yeah. Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Speak the German?
Yeah, that's what it means.
So check out this house that is designed like a baby grand piano with a violin standing on it.
Oh, man.
How about them?
Who paid for that?
It was
Elton John.
It was built in 2007.
2007?
Yeah.
Why have I not known that it's been
5 years? Because it's in China.
China's doing so much fun stuff.
They are a fun nation.
We're building like power plants. That's cool, but it's not fun.
We're blowing up like 11-foot skiffs in the Gulf of Mexico, and they're building Gundams and piano violin houses.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess blowing up skiffs is pretty cool.
No.
That is a big grand piano house too.
What's like the size on it? Is that like two stories?
The article's pretty short on it.
It looks raised, right? So, like, underneath is, like, a patio area?
Yeah, something like that. The violin's clear, which is really interesting.
Sounds like a glass
building. Like a sunroom.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I wonder if they're, like, standing in a part of the house, it plays the piano note. Like, if they're, like, running up and down one hallway, it's like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Like, one hall's a key? No.
It would be cool. It'd get really annoying, though, because all your friends would want to just do that. Hey, Dragonheart's in on the other room. No, we're playing the piano.
We're going to run up and down the piano hall. It'd be hard to play songs, though.
You just have to get a group of friends, and everyone gets a designated key.
They'd have to jump. That'd be really coordinated. China could do it. Have you seen the videos China puts out on YouTube?
Like all those kids.
Those people marching. And they just... Have you seen that?
Uh-oh.
Type China marching children. it's absolutely crazy. I think it's China. It's got to be.
Probably.
It's one of the Oriental. Is it,
I think it's Japanese. Crazy Japanese marching kids.
Yep. Let's go with that one.
Have you seen the one where they do like the... What is that? Like three-legged race? You said it. Don't call me a dipshit.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like 60 kids.
And they're like... They're like getting at it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I've seen that.
It's probably a record.
That's got to be. That's all they do.
Break records?
Yeah. Pick random. Oh, this is totally it. This is. If you're watching Crazy Japanese Marching Kids, you've never seen it before, you're about to get your mind blown. They just took a bow.
Whoa!
That's the noise they just made.
I'm gonna nominate
and they're just marching, and then they split up.
Oh, and they're all in tuxedos. You missed that part.
Well, they're always in tuxedos. I'm pretty sure that's what they have underneath. My god, what it looked like, it didn't even happen. It's
both
just like
groups
magic.
Just diagonally crossed each other without flinching, and they never touch as they interweave.
Oh, they're going backwards.
They're in a square formation.
Oh my god, I've seen this before, and it's blowing my mind again. Oh, they're running. That was my breath being taken away. Heard that. I don't even know what they're doing anymore.
Like regular high school stuff.
This is a Japanese Hogwarts. That's what they do there.
Have you ever seen
Mark Jerome?
Oh man.
Yeah, dude, they don't have a Voldemort. They have Kim Jong Il.
So Harry Potter minus Voldemort is just a bunch more marching.
Yeah, that's never heard about Hogwarts before Harry Potter, because that's all they did there was march. And Voldemort came around and was like, I hate marching.
Who doesn't though?
Japanese people.
I don't think I've ever marched in my life, actually.
I'm pretty sure you have. Were you ever in the band at Nativity?
Yeah, I didn't march, though.
You marched.
I walked.
That's marching.
No.
What is the difference between marching and walking?
I think how high your knees get.
I don't think so.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No, because their knees stay stiff in that video.
Yeah. No. What? They've been there. Oh, no, yeah, yeah.
They're like...
I guess there's different types of marching. You know, you get your classic Nazi march.
Yeah.
Everything's stiff.
Yeah. Everything. Everything.
Whatever that means.
Terrible.
The nose on the forehead stiff.
Their hearts.
Well, that's given. I think the word you're looking for is cold and empty.
Have you ever seen, Jacob, have you ever seen the video of the Japanese virtual pop star?
I have not.
All right.
I might have. I don't think I have.
I don't know. It's kind of a long video, so we might only get to see a little bit of it. But, can you see it all right?
Yeah. Oh, is this... Are those real people?
Those are real people. That's thousands and thousands of people with glow sticks. And their glow sticks are in their hand, and they're all, like, doing the same chant. Like, all their arms, all the glow sticks are doing the same exact... There's thousands of people in this virtual reality...
Japanese virtual pop star.
Reality, but
so it's like
virtual.
A hologram thing?
Yeah, it's a hologram pop star.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like the Tupac thing.
Yeah. And she's super realistic. Her animations are super smooth. And everybody is just jamming. They're super into it.
I want to know how many people are probably in love with her.
All of them.
You know.
Probably a lot.
As much as you talk about Sailor Moon, man.
Yeah, that's right. I got the same thing going on.
She was the original.
She's real.
She started it all.
She's out there.
Waiting for me. I wouldn't bet on that.
Oh, I'm betting everything on that.
You're going to be a sad person when you grow up. Mm-hmm. Or now. Both of them.
Or now.
Or now. No.
It started when you were 21.
My sadness?
Yeah.
No, way before then.
Yeah.
Tell us about your sadness, Daniel.
I don't really want to
talk
into
about
it.
This.
Tell everybody.
This is not a safe place.
You're a table full of psychologists.
Nope.
Speaking of which, how's your studies going with?
I'm in the bathroom. I'm okay. in the as far as difficulty, it's a tough semester. And by tough, I mean it's there's a lot going on. So I'm in like the biological parts of psychology. So neurons, neurotransmitters.
Ooh, I didn't like that part.
All the drugs. But the thing is, I do like I find it all incredible. I still have my grades where they should be. But I mean, reading this stuff is—it's absolutely crazy the stuff that's going on in people's heads when you do anything, when someone taps you on your shoulder or you drop acid, stuff's happening, and it's just—it's. I think it's crazy that we even know this stuff happens, which is
shows how far we've come with science.
Yeah,
and then, understanding people,
and it shows
understanding ourselves
how much room there is to know more, because there's so many things that we just that we
speculate.
Will eventually we'll improve on. That's all that ever any bit of progress ever has been from speculation. For instance, like depression, they used to give manics, I believe they used to give them amphetamine, I believe, and this would cause depression or symptoms of depression in these people. So they, by amphetamine, some drug that affects norepinephrine. I don't know. But, and they would show these signs of depression. And so they were like, oh, hey, norepinephrine's probably involved in depression. And when they researched it further, they gave a medicine that increased norepinephrine in their systems, and it showed out to be a an antidepressant. And like, that's just psychology, psychiatry, everything ever has been from sheer luck. Me and Daniel discussed this last night. Everything was just kind of, oh, let's give weed to crazy people, see what it does. And it gets a bad rep because you see all these things that tear apart, you know, old asylums, just the standards that used to be that you used to be held accounted for back then pretty much didn't exist. But it was through all this that like we've gained knowledge. I'm not saying it's all okay what we did, but
yeah,
there's some light in the dark, kind of like how World War II got us out of the depression.
Yeah, well, I mean, just going back and looking at things, how we treat people with mental illnesses, as far as what's wrong. Totally broke the chair. All right. What was I thinking just now?
People with mental illnesses?
Mental problems. Mental
drugs.
Drugs. But no, just the way we used to treat people in terms of how we perceived people with mental illnesses, we would, you know, back in the day, way back in the day, we used to think people were witches and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Would stone
American
people.
Heart
They're possessed.
Story.
Yeah, exactly. Possessions, possessed by the devils when people are just had mental problems.
The hysteria with women, we used to think they were so like sexually repressed that they would go crazy. And then I don't know, I'm pretty sure hysteria comes from the like Greek or Roman philosophies, where they thought like the liver or some organ in the body would become displaced and roam around the body, and this would cause grief for women. So that was a thing one day.
Didn't like back in the day, that was they thought any illness was because your humors were
your
out
humors,
of order.
That's
blood, mucus, bile.
Yeah, and then there's one more, but that's where we get the words ill-humored and good-humored. We get that from back then, the balances of these humors. I think it was Aristotle that placed them. But that's the origin of a word, ill-humored, good-humored, bad-humored. It was all about the balance, and that's where we get those. But yeah, it was all about the balance of these four liquids in your body, I guess.
I think they had two types of bile, green and black.
Green. I thought it was yellow was one.
It might be yellow.
I think it's yellow and black.
Black. That's why they used to bleed people to make them feel better.
They also used to think the brain was only used to cool the blood. Was to keep make sure for the blood wasn't getting too hot. So that's how stupid we used to be.
Well, didn't the Egyptians think that the
we're
blood...
We're going to be saying the same thing like 50 years
from
now.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We like, how did they not...
Dumb.
How do they not know how to cure cancer? Like, that's going to be
so easy.
We're going to be the joke one day.
Yep. It just shows progress, though.
Yeah, but that's awesome. It's, I mean, I think medically is where we're advancing more than, like, electronically.
Yeah.
Because, like, electronically, there's only so much we can do, but medically, I think we're, you know, advancing a lot faster in those fields.
Yeah.
I think they kind of go hand in hand, though. Like, the correlation between, like, advancement in technology and advancement in medical fields are just go together. Definitely positive. I mean, to grow a nose on someone's forehead and to simply put it in the place where it needs to go. I mean, I'm, like... Who would have ever thought? I didn't even know that existed. Mm-mm. If you told me that, I was like, okay, you got that from a book like iRobot or something.
To take, like, half a dragon's heart and then a man's body. Sorry.
Hopefully no avid Dragon Heart fans are listening to this, because we have just, that's been a theme.
No, we all love it.
You guys said you liked it, so.
We like Dragon Heart.
Yeah, we love it. So much. Don't hate us. Don't come after us, Sean Connery Dragon.
He's retired. He ain't doing shit. Who's your favorite, one of your favorite psychologists as far as, you know, the main guys that are back in the day? I really like, I am going to blank on his name. He's the guy, Peace and Love, and, I'm not even going to try to.
Do you like the triangle stuff?
What's his name? Robert. Let me just Google real quick. Top psychologists.
I honestly love learning about any of them because they're all crazy.
Yeah, they've all got their different.
I mean, psychology always gets a bad rap because we have Freud at our forefront.
Not Robert Rogers. That's who it is. That's who I'm thinking of. Carl Rogers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, so like Freud's just absolutely insane, and he became the psychologist, came up with the method of psychoanalysis and kind of motivated that movement. But then you have all these followers like Carl Jung. And then
I read a biography on him. He's an interesting, because it goes up through his childhood, and it's really interesting to see psychologists' as childhood.
Yeah, him and Freud, they're kind of similar. I take that back. Freud loved his mom. Carl Jung hated his mom. And Carl Jung would just go into his attic with a little doll and just spend hours by himself with that doll.
He thought his mother... Yeah, played games with himself. Mm-hmm. He was a very isolated child.
Yeah, he was in a house full of... His dad was a reverend, but he was like a powerless kind of man. He was really weak, and his mom was really strong-hearted. Mm-hmm. And all of his uncles lived with him. And I don't know if it was Carl Jung. Was it Charles? Okay. Or the other psychologist I'm thinking about right now. But something really traumatic happened to him. Well, something traumatic happened to all of them when they were young. I think it was the other one I'm talking about. Like, almost died at 4, and then his brother died at 3.
Yeah.
And so he was a messed case. I can't think of his name, but he was really focused on birth order.
Oh, was it Skinner?
Mm-mm. No. Skinner's behaviorism.
Erickson.
No, not Erickson.
Pavlov?
He's conditioning.
Gene.
What is his name? He's all about birth order.
One of the only things I remember from psychology when I was in like a freshman was the Skinner's box. They referred to like slot machines being like versions of his research, something about conditioning people to want to gamble more. And then Pavlov's dog is like the one of the only other things I know.
By mistake, like we were talking about. It's all by mistake.
Yeah.
Did you find anything on birth order?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Were you talking about it earlier?
That's a... Karen Horney, and she focused a little bit on that, but she focused a lot on the relationship between the parents and the child and the warmth of a parent and how it affects the safety need. Mm-hmm. Is what she claimed it. And if your parents were warm and, you know, actually supportive of you, not just saying I love you, you turned out normal, and if they didn't, you kind of like formed this neurosis and you became there's four reactions to it. You either became a really clingy child, so the one who like is grabbing on your arm, pulling on you, like, oh, pay attention to me, or the person who like helps you a lot. That's one category. There's one that you become really like almost dominant. You want to like gain power, so you become the number one kindergartner in your class, or like just the head honcho. There's one that withdraws, so you stay away from everyone. And then the other one is I can't even remember, but there's four of them, and that's what she focused on primarily, and that's the aggressive side that I was discussing with you early, like aggressive people. And there's some other ones, but I don't know all the details.
I think I was talking to you about, I don't know if I was talking to you. No, I was listening to another podcast, and I was listening to a guy who studied psychology when he was in school, and he said he had this one very influential class that he went in, and the first day the teacher was like, anybody here who's dating somebody, chances are by the time we get 4 weeks into this class, you're not going to be dating that same person. And sure enough, he said, after a couple weeks went by, so many people were dumping their boyfriend or girlfriend, so many things. And for me, that was kind of a big thing that happened while I was studying, because it was weird at the time to see into myself, to see things, because they would have categories. It'd be like, oh, well, here's this person who's highly dependent on technology, walks around with earplugs in his ear all the time, and spends excessive amount of time on TV, internet, video mm-hmm. games, that kind of thing, is plugged into alternate forms of the world, expresses himself through social media more than he does actual social, physical, you know, and all this kind of stuff, avoids people, avoidances. And then you've got people who are always seeking arguments. They want to provoke things because they want the more attention for themselves, because they can't manage themselves in normal, mm-hmm. rational ways. So they go out of their way to be assholes.
Yeah.
You know, in all these different categories. And sometimes you can look in certain categories like that. I remember one class where the teacher put these four different categories and had a list of all these different things. And then I'd find that one category where I saw a bunch of things that felt similar to myself. And it kind of stings to see that.
When you start looking at yourself with it all. Yeah.
But it's helpful though as well.
Yeah. It's all, everything you learn in a psychology class is very applicable and within your own life. And I know all my teachers emphasize the best way to learn is to take something that you're learning in the class, apply it to your life, or apply it to someone you know. Mm-hmm. Adler, I think, was the psychologist's name who focused on birth order, by the way. But yeah, we've gone over four psychologists so far, Freud, Jung, Adler, and Hornai, and I skipped my class today that we started on Erikson. But all of them have this kind of central theme of your personality somehow formed when you're really young. Before, I think the oldest person was young, and he said like middle age. And that was only at the point where you like stopped giving a crap about everyone's opinion and kind of gave way to your own, what he called the shadow archetype, kind of your instincts and your libido, I guess. Mm-hmm. But every single thing these people say is somehow easily applied to your own life, your attitudes, or, for instance, my family's attitudes. Like, you can just pick things apart, and it's really...
Yeah.
Everyone should take a lot of psychology classes.
Well, people don't like it when you do that to them.
Do what?
If you approach someone you know and be like, hey, by the way, you do these things, people don't like it when you like psychoanalyze them.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you know? But...
Well, that goes back to what I was saying about nobody not sitting in a seat in the class and seeing it for yourself and analyzing. Yeah. You don't like it for yourself. I didn't like it for myself. But, you know, in the end, if it helps you elevate who you are, become a higher, better person, then... I mean, that's the whole point of counseling anyway.
Yeah.
Is to see all that kind of stuff that goes on within yourself.
Notice the things you don't notice. The right. Minuscule things.
Right. And it's still hard for me to turn that mirror inward sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's truly the best form of medicine at times.
Yeah, you can't fix a problem you don't know that's there or that's not there.
That's what all these people did. Freud, that's where he got all of his theories. He self-analyzed himself and went became crazier than he was. I like Freud and then I hate him. I don't know why. It's a really love-hate.
Everything's dicks with him.
Yeah. Better believe it. Oedipus complex, penis envy, castration anxiety, all of these things.
Wanting to love your own mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of weird stuff, but then again, the human mind is a weird place.
Yeah. It's much weirder than a lot of people would admit, even the ones who, you know, swear up and down, oh, I've never had that thought before. You've had it.
Yeah, and nobody wants to say that shit because they think that, you know, everybody will think they're a freak.
Yeah.
Well, it's also on subconscious level, too. A lot of things that we can't even really testify of saying, oh, I've never thought of this, thought of that, because the subconscious is the untouchable, in a sense.
The id.
The id.
The evil, evil id.
The id and the ego, the iceberg diagram.
The sub-ego.
Yeah. There's so much to it, and there's so much still yet to learn from all that things. And in your case, are you still planning on doing industrial psychology?
I am.
Because then that'll apply to, I mean, that applies to marketing, how people want to buy things or how to make the place more productive.
Yep. And
how to make people happier where they are in the workplace.
It's a lot of different dynamics. I mean, it's from the individual worker to the high scale distribution of a product. But I am taking a year off. I haven't even looked at grad school, so.
Oh, once you get done with your bachelor's, though, you're going to take a year off?
Yeah.
Use that
lazy
time to work on Rick Nato.
Yeah.
It should take exactly 1 year.
Only one. From the day I graduate onward, every day. Rick Nato. Coming to a theater near you.
What do you want to do in that year off?
I don't know.
Just kind of go with the flow and see what happens.
I do want to get a job.
No doubt. Well, you'll probably need to save up some money if you're going to hit up grad school.
Yeah. With my grades, I think I'll have a lot of funding. I'll be able to get a lot of funding, even if I go to a small scale school.
Yeah.
What states are you trying to go to schools in?
Well,
if you could pick 5 states.
Fantastically speaking,
I mean, you don't even have to say the schools there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can if you want to. If you got that figured out.
Clemson, North Carolina, Michigan State, Stanford, and Bowling Green are like really the top of industrial psychology. And I probably won't get into them. I know my grades are good enough, but I don't think I have enough of like the
extracurriculars.
Yeah, I don't have the work ethic, I suppose. I can study a lot, but I don't know if I can put it into that kind of...
Right.
Because I know they'll demand a lot of me, which I'm okay with. I mean, I'm going to work my butt off if I, you know, when I eventually get there. But I just don't see myself going to one of those.
You ever considered Colorado?
I feel like we've had this conversation.
Have we?
I think. I've had a conversation with someone directing me towards Colorado for something.
Hey,
I don't know if it was industrial.
That's where I'm trying to make a move to.
I'll follow you. I'll follow you into the dark.
I don't know if I should feel flattered or creeped.
Creeped. My id is crazy.
When are you going to move to Colorado?
I don't know. Like, whenever I can, pretty much. Going with the flow.
Let's set a date. Let's say July.
July. Well, it depends, because it depends on if I get a job doing the thing that I'm trying to do with the whatnot.
Right.
Also depends on that side project with Anthony that I may or may still trying to work that out. But I'd say I'm trying to make it like a year or two if possible. But I am going to Colorado next month on the 17th, and I'll be there for a little bit. And hopefully I'll be able to do a podcast with one of the guys. I'll be staying with a gentleman who is a Captain Red Cross volunteer, and he's been to tons of countries. I'm going through couch surfing, and I know he's got tons of good stories, so hopefully I'll be able to get an interview with him if he agrees with it. And so we'll see. I'm going to check out the Denver area, which will be cool. Prime location, I think.
Let me know. I want to get out of here.
Yeah, I hear you.
Go do things other places.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm thinking about potentially moving also. It would be awesome to do, you know, by yourself is hard.
Yeah.
So you could have someone else with you. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm trying to recruit anybody I can convince. So, but we'll see. These are all things that are down the road. You know?
Right, right, right.
What truly matters is if you have your mind set to really making a move, really wanting to make something happen. And it comes with small steps of saying you will do certain things, little, and then gradually bigger and bigger and bigger,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then finally having enough responsibility and money to just go and do it and know that you can do it well and not be worried about making the transition.
So. That's what I'm doing right now. I was trying to save money.
Yeah.
So we'll see. That's step one, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. But the great thing about, you know, moving to like a big city is workforce. More of a workforce, better chance to get a job in different areas. You know, if you want to experiment, try different job fields,
mm-hmm.
you can totally give it a shot. See what happens. So I'm really debating just not getting a car, like just selling off my car and just biking, walking, taking trains everywhere, public transportation. You know how much a car costs annually, like per year?
I think you told me, was it 90,000?
No.
9,000?
90,000? No. Get out of here.
9,000?
I bought my Corolla for 10, and I spend 90,000 a year. No.
Crazy.
No, it's like, it's 9,000.
9,000, okay. Yeah.
So between oil, gas, maintenance, inspection stickers, mm-hmm. whatever.
Is this on average?
This is on average, yeah. So that's,
don't have that much
that's
money.
That's pretty nuts. I mean, you think if you have a car for like 5 years, you're spending $45,000 for the lifespan of that car. So that's, man, that's a lot of money that you could just imagine what you can do for $45,000. I'd be like traveling the world and stuff if I could with that kind of money.
Buying that's, noses on my face. Just have three of them.
What a waste. I'm not going to have a car for like 5 years because... trying to save up for a nose.
Well, on my got, right cheek.
You've got one already. I know, but...
wouldn't one on my elbow
really want
cool?
another.
Just not happy with this nose.
Do what?
Current nose. Just not happy with my current nose.
You're not?
No. That was the hypothetical we were talking about. Just,
oh, yeah. I'm just not...
I was in character.
Oh, so you're getting plastic surgery. Oh, no. I'm growing a completely new one. It's possible. China does it. The person... China... There's only
China
one
China the wrestler.
No, dude, don't do that. Bob, shut the hell up. What is wrong with you? We hate Bob.
Well, guys, what y'all wanted to do after this? Y'all want to go out somewhere? Go do something?
Let's go meet up with the other people and go to some bars.
Let's rage.
Can I go on a spill real quick?
A spill?
Yeah, just a little...
a spiel?
Yeah.
Wait, is it... Are we making words up again? I don't know. I don't know what
impactful.
It's he's gonna spill some words.
It's
on
more
his
of
microphone.
An opinion, and since I can get it recorded, I just want to get it recorded.
Yeah, what you got?
So, a teacher last year told me, and I'm not sure of the exact percentages, but for every dollar that the state, the university that I attend, gets every dollar, the psychology program gets like 4 cents. And then the rest of it is split up in the other departments. Like, I'm sure the sciences get just a huge, like biology just gets a massive amount and the engineering gets a massive amount for every dollar. And I found this ironic, mostly because if you turn on the news any day and sit in front of any sensible person, what's going to come out of their mouth most likely is, what the hell is wrong with the world today? And a field that I'm in, the psychology, every psychologist ever, the only objective of that entire field is to help people. Now, of course, you can find a psychologist, psychiatrist, someone who practices for only their own benefit, money, and for the success of themselves and their organization, but truly the framework and foundation of psychology is to benefit people. And there's such a lack of money pouring into this field that we are so...
Because it kind of seems like the voodoo witch doctor field.
Yeah.
It really does.
It does.
It's still kind of in its infancy in a way. And yeah. It's really hard. A lot of theory.
As they call it, a soft science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's literally what is really more important than the health, your mental health? A lot of people, you know, your actual health.
Physical body. Health.
Yeah. But I mean, people kill themselves because they are sad.
Yeah.
And we're trying to do things that stop people from doing said things.
Yeah.
And it's so taboo. Oh, I'm majoring in psychology. Oh, so you're in an easy field. You're doing this because it's easy. You're doing it. Well, I mean, what kind of job are you going to get with that? Like, what good can you do with that? I hear that a lot. And it makes no sense to me. Like, okay, go design a nice archway for someone to walk underneath. I'm going to make sure that person... Whatever
lives a happy,
they have,
productive life.
Yeah.
Doesn't jump off the bridge when they get under the archway.
Yeah. I mean, it just really bothers me, the stereotypes and taboos about psychology when the only goal is to make a happier world. People are like, what is that person thinking when they kidnap a baby or kill someone? They're like, they weren't. They're probably crazy. And...
I mean, just look at the
mentally unhealthy.
Look at the instance we just had recently, where the retired Marine Corps guy or whoever went in and just started gunning people down randomly. There's the thing in Africa where the mall shooting, where they kill
that lasts for like a week.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which I mean, I think that was terrorists, you know, fueled by terrorism. But the case of the guy who just went in and just started shooting people, you know, what can we say for that?
Yeah. And I know I read some stuff that, like, he just showed no signs of any kind of mental instability, which is, again, I guess you could say is a counter-argument, like, how far does our field actually reach into if we can't detect these people? Because you know that guy had to go through all sorts of tests to get in. I mean, wasn't he... Was it just a Navy harbor, or was he a...
I don't know the...
In the Navy.
I know so little about that.
Story. I read very brief things about it. So, but more research becomes a stronger ability to reach out and to somehow get these people into the places that they can get help and become, you know, better citizens.
Right.
That's pretty much my spiel. I
think you're right. I mean, that's a... But, of course, everyone in every other field of every college, university, there's a lot of politics in universities.
Of course.
Yeah. And it's a good term that Daniel uses as a soft science. And just because there are so many different psychologists in the past who say, oh, it's all in the childhood. The childhood sets the foundation for everything that is going to be that person. It influences heavily. And then there's other people who says, oh, it's all sexually charged. And then it's all about your birth order and this and that.
I have a question for you. I don't know it, and I haven't researched anyone who does it. But does any psychologist emphasize death within someone's relationship? Like actual death?
Like the loss of a parent or
a loved one? Because people say, I'm doing air quotes right now, that your personality is maybe crystallized by 5 to 6 year olds or 4 to 5 year old. But I feel like if you lose someone in your life as a brother, sister, uncle, close uncles, you know, close aunts, friends, or parents, grandparents, a child even, your personality is drastically changed, I believe. And I don't think that's something that's researched into a lot. I can understand that, like, oh, this causes people, maybe cause them to be depressed for a few weeks. But I've never... I don't know if anything's ever been brought up about that, and that's something I would like to look into, or that someone should look into on like a large scale, someone who has a lot of funding, is the impact, like what they were before and what they were after, which is almost impossible to do because you have to get them before.
Right. Yeah. Well, and see, that's why psychology as a whole is a very hard
it's a difficult
field to progress on.
We're the most difficult thing to measure personalities. It's, yeah. I mean, it's
because people also will be in denial about things.
Mm-hmm.
People will say that they're feeling this way and that way because they don't want to talk about their emotions.
Right.
Because we also, I mean, for men in our country as well, you know, a lot of men are taught, you know, be a man yeah. up, which in a lot of instances means suppress your emotions.
Right.
Don't talk about it. Be something, be what we want you to be as a yep. cultural stereotype. And their emotions.
So like more women are diagnosed with depression, but men are more likely to commit suicide. So
let your feelings out, guys.
Yeah. Talk about them.
Yeah. And that's what we're doing here. Bam, bam.
Talking about
Dragonheart.
Sean, God, he made some awful decisions.
All right, guys. We all done for tonight?
Yeah.
I think we are. Okay. CoastalNoise.com. Go grab the podcasts. I may have a new blog section up soon. So keep kind of checking if you want to see. I think I'm going to do a piece about, I've got this thing on kale shakes and this new weight gainer thing I'm trying to add to it, which actually uses canola and olive oil. I'm putting canola and olive oil and stuff.
What's it taste
peanut
like?
Peanut butter and shakes taste like olive oil.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. It's got a vegetable-y taste if you use the cannoli stuff, but yeah. it has like 22% of your daily value of fat per serving. So that's what kind of got me in the idea. Is like, I was watching the Book of Manning on ESPN, the documentary like came out a couple days ago, and they were talking about just different things and training, and it kind of got me pumped, and I was like, man, I need to like really buckle down. I get these little spurts a couple times a year where I'm like, I'm going to do this and do it hard.
Yeah.
But for everybody who has different weaknesses, some people have a hard time losing weight. Some people have a hard time getting a more toned back or, you know, abs,
right.
getting harder abs and all this stuff. Well, for some people, weight gain is a hard gainers is what they're yeah. called, you know? And so I've tried all kinds of different things. I have a really fast metabolism for my age. So
I'll tell you one quick fun fact. Canola oil, mm-hmm. Canola is not a thing, it's not a plant. So I looked up where does canola oil come from. It comes from rape seeds. So I assume,
really?
Yeah. I don't know where the name comes from, but that's the seed, that's the oil. So rape
really?
Seed. Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm sure they changed the name because rape oil doesn't sound good.
That doesn't sound good.
I'm going to have to investigate that.
Rape yeah. oil.
I looked it up. I could
web.
Be completely wrong. I didn't really.
Yeah, vegetable oil is made from rapeseed.
Yep, rapeseed.
It is a high in monounsaturated fatty acids. Yada, yada, yada. Huh, that's interesting. Yeah, I've been looking to do research like, should I be drinking canola oil? And I haven't found anybody that says I shouldn't. So.
Rapeseed, man.
Yeah, but.
Everything in moderation, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just putting it in Lack peanut butter cane. Shakes
yeah.
and kale shakes and stuff like that, but that's what is mainly focused on. The article is putting on kale stuff, kale shakes, but I'm doing cool. with peanut cool. butter too, so
nice.
But yeah, I think a little blog might do some good because I like the talking aspect, but it's also nice to just sit down and like write out thoughts for a particular subject
mm-hmm.
and just kind of get everything very well structured and planned out and all this kind of stuff. Sometimes my penmanship is better than my speaksmanship, as
right.
you can just tell from the sentence I just
speaksmanship. Yep. Suck it, Shakespeare.
Alrighty, guys. CoastalNoise.com coming at you at another time. Good night, everybody. Thanks, Jacob. By the way, I thought it was really weird that we got all the brothers back to back. We had John on the previous, Josh on the previous, and then John on the other one. It was just like bam, bam, bam.
Trifecta.
Yeah, I haven't seen y'all in like a while, too. So it's like.
Just wait till we're all here.
Oh, God. We can do it now, too. We've got a new microphone, courtesy.
Mic. We need yep. to get Josh before he leaves.
Stepping up production.
Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'd have to do it like Sunday.
Wait, when do you leave?
Possibly Monday morning.
Okay. Shit. It's like Friday now.
Yeah.
It'd be tough. Well, we could see. Wait, I'm off Sunday.
I'd be down for doing this again.
Hell yeah. This was our hardest laughing podcast
Hell yeah.
out of any of them.
We started out pretty strong, guys.
By far.
We got really,
by far.
We got really deep at the end, too.
Yeah, ended
yeah.
it serious.
Well, I had to bring in psychology since you're the only person, you know, one of the few people I know who's in the psychology field
yeah.
that's close. So.
That's why Daniel got so quiet. We were in our own, like, oh yeah, Adler.
There was one part,
Erickson,
there was one part
Skinner.
In that 25-minute streak of psychology that we threw a brave, wait. Oh, I was about to say Braveheart, and I was like, Dragonheart. We threw a Dragonheart. For a minute, I was like, no, the movie was called Braveheart. We've been getting the title wrong this whole time.
You're right, dude.
Now we're going to have to rethink Rick Nato.
Oh, man. We can't do that. We got to
It's going to be called Brave Rick.
Brave Rick.
All right, this nonsense has gone far enough.
I don't believe you.
Oh, good night, everyone. Have a good night and a Merry Christmas. I'll see you again, Bob. You got to get a. You got to do a. You got to do a Sean Connery impression before we go.
I'm a dragon.
I don't understand Harry Potter. Who's Harry Potter?
Who is this Frodo guy? I don't get it.
A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Pick me.
Pictures of y'all like leaning into the microphones with the headset,
or like that first that one.
I like the one with you and Louie, where Louie's doing this, and you're like, you've got a pen, and you're like,
we were faking because
we high five. Can we get that? Can we get that?
Yeah, sure.
I want to say my favorite would be
Do you want to see the ones?
Because with Jeff, the first one where it's just me and him sitting there, my hair's a little messy, and we both look like murderers.
Don't know. Act like you're talking. Like,
we're gonna get one. one day of just like two people making it out.
Oh goodness! Yeah. I don't want to be here for that one.
Hey, y'all are family. Come on.
Yeah, that's what makes it weird.
I also like how we just jumped into it. I thought there was gonna be like, all right, ready, set, go, wow. And then we just started talking. I realized we were recording. I was like, oh,
I don't know.
I'd like a fantastical book. From Aragon.